bad date, but it's not what you think.
And is Jennifer Aniston hamming it up for a new man?
Welcome to Dish Nation. And now, Brad and Gary out today, but joining the party again, we have the incredible singer and TV personality, Tamar Braxton.
Hey, 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 y'all. Y'all know I love it here. It's great to be here.
And we also have the hilarious comedian and co-host of the Nappy Boy Radio podcast, Vanessa Fraction.
Well, hello, everybody, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. Always happy to be dishing. HK, what you got?
Well, first off, we got to celebrate because WNBA star Brittany Griner is free. Been unfairly detained in Russia since February, and she has finally been released in a prisoner swap. Now, we are also happy for Brittany and her family, and we're really glad that this nightmare is over.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, moving along. Yesterday, Netflix dropped the first few episodes of their Harry and Meghan documentary. We've been talking about it all week.
Yay.
Now, check out this shocking revelation. Meghan greeted William and Kate barefoot and in ripped jeans. That's right. And Meghan explained that she was also surprised to learn how formal the royal family is. Vanessa, you want to tell us what Meghan said?
All righty. She said, "I was a hugger, and I've always been a hugger. I didn't realize that that was really jarring for a lot of Brits. I started to understand very quickly that the formality on the outside carried through on the inside."
That's why they seem so cold and loveless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hugs is essential.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think the problem with a lot of people is they don't get hugged enough.
We're not just talking about any Brits, though, right? We are talking about the royal family. You can make some presumptions about how far those sticks go up there. You know what?
Uh-oh.
You know?
Whoa. Jeans and hugs is like the American thing to do. We all do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but do you think they're astute all the time?
Yeah.
They gotta have, she gotta have a pair of ripped jeans somewhere and some poom-poom shorts.
Something tells me she doesn't,
she
man.
Y'all, Kate got a pair of poom-poom shorts, I'm telling you. She got all them kids. Kate, she got a pair of poom-poom shorts with all them children. They doing something.
It would be like pow-pow shorts, because she doesn't really have much of a butt. It's just like legs coming out of her back. I wonder what their DAP policy is.
Well, can I say this? My grandmother was not a hugger, and it was very weird as a kid when we would be like, come here, grandma, you know, and all like that. She'd be like, you know, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever, like, had that happen to you where somebody, like, dismissed your hug or you tried to come in from
the
front of
the guy? It was the other way around. You know what I mean? I don't really don't like hugging on strangers. That's not really my thing. So I'd be like, oh, my God, I have a little cold. You don't want what I have.
Got a little cold.
Tamar, I'm just like you. Like, where I'm from, it was like one of those things where, like, a lot of men, it was like a real firm handshake. Hello, how are you doing? You know, and it wasn't necessarily hugging it up. And then a friend of mine, her husband, was just like 100% hugger. And I would always go for the handshake, and my dude would swim.
Swipe it out of the way.
Swim move into the hug. And I just got used to it after a while. I was like, come on in, you know.
All right, now, you know, everybody wants Jennifer Aniston to have love in her life. Well, now it's getting a little bit out of hand. So Jen is giving away protein bars in a new commercial for Vital Proteins. Well, the bars were gone when John Hamm showed up, but he did get some protein powder and a little glimpse of some skin. That's because Jen let her sweater fall off of her shoulders, and even though John has a girlfriend, the internet says that was Jen's way of flirting with him. Ooh. Which I think
a little shoulder don't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
I think wrong with a little shoulder.
A little shoulder.
Yeah.
Need to get it in.
Damn.
When John showed up, I had all the protein I needed, honey.
I do like a little shoulder and back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun fact. I didn't know that guys really like that.
But
I thought it was a girl thing.
But there's a difference, right? If it starts out off the shoulders, then I know.
If it was already off the shoulder, you was already trying to do that. But if you pull it off for me.
Okay. What about you, HK?
See, I'm poor with social cues, so if your shoulder was exposed, I would just think you lost weight since you bought the shirt.
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
HK's out like, congratulations.
Yeah, you know, hey, man, whatever you're doing, it's working out for you, man.
Like, you lost 3 pounds.
I ain't trying to get me too'd out here, man. If I see areola, man, it's hands off.
That's a good
okay.
Thing.
Y'all remember Selena Gomez got a kidney transplant 5 years ago due to her lupus, right? Well, Selena just went on the Tonight Show and told Jimmy Fallon what she named her kidney. Check it out.
As a way of coping, I thought I would name it. That's weird, I know, but I did, and I named it after Fred Armisen.
Yeah, so Fred Armisen is the name, and any why?
Because I love Portlandia and I love everything he does.
That's a random random dude to name it.
It's
random.
She named her kidney after Fred Armisen from SNL in Portlandia. Are y'all surprised by that? I love Fred Armisen too, and I love Portlandia.
Yes.
But are y'all surprised by that? That was a little.
It's very random.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
As weird as I'm starting to realize she is, and I say weird in the best way possible because I love weirdness. Yes. Like, you know, because she does the show with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah.
She has an ill sense of humor, and Fred Armisen is a sense of humor kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, her friend Francia, like, gave her the kidney. Like, you couldn't have named it Little Francie.
Or CC or something, child.
Fran, nothing.
Even Fran Armisen would have been great. Just to mix both of
your passions and your likes, you know, intertwine the energy.
What celebrity would you name your kidney after?
I would rename them both Kid and Play.
You know what?
Bye. You know, just, wow. You know, just because.
You know what?
I was headed towards Leonardo DiCidneo, but.
Okay.
Kid Basinger.
There we go.
The Notorious K.I.D.
Oh, you good. Because I'm thinking stalling. I'm stalling. You are on.
All right, everybody, moving on. It looks like Kathy Hilton stole the show at the 2022 People's Choice Awards. Yes, that's my girl, y'all. So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star hit the stage along with her co-stars to hand over the Best Drama TV Star Award to Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay. Oh, she did it! And while she was speaking, all eyes turned to Kathy Hilton, who took the moment to reapply her lipstick. So weird. So random. All right, what do you guys think about this? Because I think it's straight up foolery, though.
You think she did it to be kind of like, you know?
I think that she forgot where she was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I think.
I saw it two ways. Like, you thought you were off camera.
But you got 3,000 other people watching you, boo. How about that?
How about that? That is very true.
Kathy wasn't aware of the wide shot at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
It yells tacky. It yells. Tacky! Tamar, what would you do if somebody started reapplying while you're accepting your award?
I would probably turn around and be like, am I straight? Am I good? Mm-hmm. And then turn back around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't make it, you know, a big deal or definitely not dramatic.
Oh.
See, I changed.
I try to throw her off the stage. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like,
really?
All right, y'all. Well, speaking of rude, Seth Rogen and Chelsea Handler turned their speeches at the Hollywood Reporters Women in Entertainment Breakfast into a roast of Kim Kardashian after she skipped the awards. Seth joked about Kim having nothing more important to do than to attend the star-studded event, while Chelsea took a jab at Kim's Marilyn Monroe dress controversy. Now, word is Kim was meant to be a presenter at the event, but was unable to attend because she was supposedly given the wrong date.
Oh.
Somebody gave Kim the wrong date, and this caused a scheduling conflict. Now, quick show of hands. Who thinks that Kim Kardashian was given the wrong date?
I don't know. Like, you don't become that good.
You don't become that good
in business by, like, not knowing where you're supposed to be. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and just maybe blame it on the fact that now she has the kids usually.
Okay.
You know, more so than before.
Well, there's that.
So maybe you just got mixed up.
It just sounds like somebody getting fired.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? How do you give somebody like Kim Kardashian the wrong date?
Have any of y'all ever missed an event and gotten roasted or anything?
Yes. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. So when my niece passed, everybody thought I didn't go to the funeral. Why would I not be there? It's just ridiculous. And so my mention was RIP to my mentions. They was like, oh my God, you're so selfish. Why didn't you go to your niece's funeral? And I don't even know where it even came from. Weirdo. Thanks.
Yeah, because, like, you would definitely...
Why would I not go?
Yeah, like, the internet be having too much time on their hands.
Yeah, they do.
I wish we still had dial-up just so people could get information slower.
If I missed the event, I don't know if they were talking about me or not, because guess what? I wasn't there.
Hey.
Up next, find out what NBA star was shoved under a Christmas tree? These details and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Shaquille O'Neal just became the largest Christmas gift ever. So, during the tape of the NBA on TNT, Shaq and Kenny Smith raced to the show's big board, and he's got a little pushy. Take a look.
Don't you get your butt out of here.
Oh, that was bad right there. That was bad.
Man.
All right now, Kenny. All right now.
It was kind of like when the witch's feet were stuck under the house. It was like he couldn't get from under the tree.
Kenny Street yeeted Shaq under the tree.
Fact though, now he stayed under that tree. He was covered in glitter. Pine Straw and Christmas Dreams, and he declared war on Kenny. Now, you got to be a pretty strong or efficient person to be able to, like, not only push Shaq, but also get out of the way.
Right, Shaq had to be on one foot or something. There's no way, like, Shaq is so much bigger than Kenny. How did Kenny get that lift on him?
I know he had that weight on him.
Boom, under the tree. You ever think about this? This is an advertisement for whoever's making Shaq's suits as much as anything else, because he climbed out, the suit was still buttoned, and he just, pulled it down and looked good. I mean, that thing should have ripped in half as big as that man is.
Yeah, K&G? Where are you getting a suit like that from? I definitely know there was Gold Bond medicated powder in his future,
All right, keeping this train moving, Charlize Theron believes Kim Kardashian has more star power than her and the iconic Meryl Streep. During a recent interview, she said, actually, Tamar, would you read the quote?
Of course, friend. The marketplace of what Kim Kardashian represents, and not in a negative way, because I watch everything that she does, has way more value than what Meryl Streep, one of the greatest actresses working, does. And that's just the truth.
It's all about the star power and how you impact people, on a regular basis. Because most actors and actresses, they do that movie and they be tied up. You don't see them again until it's time to promote another movie. Yeah, these reality people be outside.
Yeah, and as a reality star, people think they know you for real. Mm. Because they watch your life. They know everything that's going on in your life. So they become, really involved.
Yeah.
Stop
trying to be so great.
Sell out.
Come in mediocre with it, you know what I'm saying?
It's dish debate time. All right, if you want to be so high that you can touch Jesus now, well, then you might need to roll up, and pun intended, to Pastor Jamal Bryant's House of Praise New Birth Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
The good pastor said he's looking for more members who don't mind heaping a harvest of marijuana in Jesus' name. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Listen to this.
I'm looking for people that smell like weeds. No, really. New Birth is the largest land-owning black church in America.
Wow.
And so my position to my deacons is, why aren't we not raising cannabis? I'll be able to bring in black males. They're able to do it legally.
Mm.
I'm teaching them farming.
Oh, my God.
I'm helping them to enhance the ecosystem. So if the guy... Black boy in Bankhead said, they growing weed at the church? Where do I join?
Yes.
I don't need no pamphlet for him.
I think the man of God is on to something.
Ah.
I do. And let me tell you why. Because the Bible says,
sister,
as you are.
Right.
Okay, so why should we choose between the things that we do recreational and... praising God for real. You shouldn't have to choose. You don't have to choose.
Y'all gonna bring that devil's lettuce into the Lord's house. Listen to you. That Satan salad.
Hey, man, Jesus was outside with the crooks, the thieves,
Hello.
The prostitutes. His best friend was a prostitute.
Tanner got me going on this
Devil's lettuce.
Brilliant. Next time I'm rolling up, I'm going to say that.
It was Jamal Bryant that said this, because if it was Joe Osteen who let off with, I need some black men out there in the field, because we got some land, right?
Joel, I don't know how that cash got in the walls of my bathroom, Osteen.
Oh, that Osteen. I got you.
Well, alrighty then. Up next, Catherine Zeta-Jones. She never expected to be married for 22 years. We'll explain why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas have been married for over 2 decades, but it appears she didn't expect to be wed for that long. Ooh, that's shady boots. So Catherine recently appeared on Good Morning America, and she was asked, who's the better gift giver, her or Michael? And she said, take a look.
I think it has to be Michael. I've been married 22 years. I peaked around year 8.
You did. And if I'd known we'd been married so long, I would have held back on it.
That's good.
I wasn't envisioning a 22-year. This is Hollywood, man.
Never forget that Catherine Zeta was like 30 when Michael Douglas took her off the market, was 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she said she didn't think she was going to be married that long. And I actually feel her on that, and that was some honesty.
What you mean by
that? She said, she was like, this Hollywood man, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got with
with him because, you know, me and Mike was doing a thing back then. But, you know, you think maybe it's going to be 10 years or something like that. They have been long lasting.
She's 53. Yeah. She's 53. He's 78. Still going.
Yeah. I'm talking about and going.
And that might have also been part of the reason she didn't think they was going to be together that long because he was also older at the time, you know. But, I mean, like, look at them. Still, you know. Figuring it out.
I think she said that she, wasn't she saying that she gave good gifts in the beginning?
I'm sure. Vanessa.
Yeah.
All right, all right, now you're married. Who's the better gift giver?
Oh, hands down, my husband.
Yeah?
Yeah, super thoughtful. They're super thoughtful. But this is our first 8 years. We've only been married a year and a half, coming up on 2 years. So he's the better gift giver right now. And to be honest, ooh, I hope you don't see this. I gave a lot of gifts as a girlfriend, not to him, but to the people I used to be with. So I kind of got wore out of being that kind of person and being so thoughtful and always listening and bringing in that thing you said at the beginning of the year. I know I got fatigued from that, and he deserves better, but he's just not getting it right now. I mean, the man goes all out. I thank you, husband. He really does.
We're going to have faith for year 9, baby.
Yeah, have faith for year 9. That's what we got to look forward to, baby. Socks until then,
Well, it looks like it's Splitsville for actress Toni Collette and her husband David Galafossi after 19 years of marriage. Now, they announced the divorce news via IG, and she wrote, "It is with grace and gratitude that we announce that we are divorcing. We're united in our decision and part with continuing respect and care for each other." Now, this comes after the news of photos surfacing of David and a mystery woman kissing.
Wow. It's rough. What, 19 years?
That's a switch up.
Yeah. You know, on a happier note, Tana, you know, her ex is a drummer, and ladies love a good drummer. Would you like to learn how to drum?
Oh, yes.
Be a little drummer boy for the holidays?
Beat Skins.
Gonna be beating the skins.
That's skins. The drums, right?
Is that what
Up next, seems Jeannie McCarthy and hubby Donnie Wahlberg like it nude for the holidays. We'll explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Jeannie McCarthy just launched her Formless Beauties nude lip gloss collection. And guys, what's the best way to promote a nude lip gloss? You guessed it, by going nude.
Of course.
Who would that one? Jeannie and hubby Donnie Wahlberg ditched their clothes for puppies and a huge ribbon for their brand's holiday cards. Jeannie shared, Tamar, can you read what Jeannie said?
"It was fun to bear it all with my husband for the shoot. I definitely have a thing for chestnuts roasting and large packages. I'm born with red ribbons."
Oh.
Yo, is Donnie Wahlberg in that great a shape after all these years? That's impressive.
Oh, I don't know, HK. That's a little Christmas magic.
Him
right
and Tana is neck and neck, bro.
I'm with you, Tamar. That bow is kind of hitting, though.
Baby.
That bow doing a little something.
The bow is bowing.
The bow is bowing. I thought they were selling bows and tennis shoes.
No, but I want her abs and her legs.
Yeah, because they both were rocking the red Converse, so I thought it was like, you know, the Christmas edition.
And if I didn't know they were famous celebrities, I'd almost think this was a Brazzers advertisement.
Yeah. Like, you know, hey, we're running a holiday special.
Y'all are laughing because you know. Because you know.
I had to think for 2 seconds. I was like, is he talking about that?
Subscribe to see more.
I'm going
to
do that for my next comedy album.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing bows and tennis shoes.
There we go. All right.
And I don't have no theme for it or nothing. Just buy the album.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.